Hi, Demi.
Hi, Mariah.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in the middle of Union. I had a very basic childhood. Cars in the dirt and neighborhood friends and doing some fun stuff like riding a baby tricycle down our humongous hill and taking computer chairs and like tying jump ropes to it and stuff like that.
Oh gosh, it sounds fun.
I've never broken a bone though.
So. Okay, cool. Did you have a nickname?
Timmy.
How did you get that?
It's short for Timothy.
Makes sense. What is your relationship like with your parents?
Younger. Just a basic relationship. Like, hi, I love you, bye.
Okay, all right.
Blah, blah, blah. But now, who cares about my dad? And my mom's just there. It's like, whatever. Okay. I'm a very independent person.
There you go. All right. Tell me about your siblings.
They're all, like, really annoying. Honestly.
What are their names?
Tyler.
Okay.
He is 10. Mia, she is 12. Gracie is 14, maybe 13. Andrew is 15. Carrie is 18. Austin's 20. And Kaylee is almost 22.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Carrie's my favorite. We're the closest.
All right.
We work together. And we're the closest.
All right.
100%.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
There's a ton, but probably the best story is me and Carrie were swimming one summer, and we do this thing where you, like, just go back and forth, like, underwater or whatever, and we had a ladder. It was an above-ground pool, probably 4, maybe 5 feet deep, and Carrie was on the ladder. She's jumping in. I'm swimming. I'm under the water, and I get too close to the ladder, and she jumps in, and her butt teeth go into my forehead. Not my forehead, just my head. And there's a scar up here.
Oh, my God.
That was dreadful. There was so much blood. It was
that
really
is
scary.
Rough.
But it
that
was funny to look back on. My sister headbutted me. Not headbutted. She literally took a chunk out of my head with her butt teeth.
Okay. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Nothing bad?
I guess at school related, I've never been in trouble. But third grade, I flicked water at Gavin Pickard, and I had to turn my card from green to yellow. That. And then middle school, I didn't get in trouble, but we were playing hockey with an apple, like, across the table with our hands, like, pushing it and stuff. And it went flying across the cafeteria. So we had to stay late and clean up.
Oh, but, yeah. Man. That sucks. Okay. Do you like school?
I used to. Now I don't.
Why?
I don't like waking up, like, at 7:05.
All right.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, what is one of your most vivid memories of school?
I mean, I used to always be student council president, probably from third grade to eighth grade. And I was always close with every teacher. Every teacher knew me. But then we got to high school, and now I don't do anything, and... I was always a huge part, like,
everything
school.
Okay.
I'd get out of a lot of stuff. I'd be in the parade. I'd do just random stuff. It was fun.
Who is one of the teachers that has affected your life and impacted it as you were growing up?
It could be Miss Smith if she gives us all, like, a 100%. No, I'm just kidding. Probably, does it have to be a teacher?
No, or any adult.
I would say Miss Becker at the middle school. Because she, like, really, like, believes in, like, me and, yeah.
Okay.
She's still, she every time she sees me, it's the same speech over and over with. I'm like, thank you. Oh. I appreciate it.
What did you do during the summer while you were off school?
Lots of Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of going over to the same friend's house. Only one person, Josh.
Mm.
Just always. And what do we do at his house? We play Xbox. We swam a lot because we all had pools in that neighborhood. Ooh. Neighborhood kids would always come around. It'd be fun.
Fun. Okay. What are one of the jobs that you've had so far?
My first job was Andy's Produce, but it was miserable, and I was... yeah, it was not good. I don't like watering plants for 9 hours.
Okay.
That was not fun.
Okay. What did you do with the money you earned from that job?
From that job? That money, I don't know where that went. It was just food. I ate it, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm better with money now, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you go to any summer camps?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm. I don't like outdoors.
Okay.
I mean, I do, but I don't like outdoors with strangers.
I get you. How did you find your way to your new job?
Carrie. She worked there for a year and a half and then got me a job. I've been there for 8 months.
That is cool.
I'm the favorite.
Nice. What is your new job?
El Ranchito.
Alrighty. Sounds cool.
I'll be serving next... at the end of the summer.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness. Illegally, but because I won't be 18, but I look 18. Okay. We're not going to repeat this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Tell me about someone who has mentored you.
What has mentored me? In high school, Miss Baker, because she called me to her office one time just checking up. And I've always been close friends with Trevor. We played soccer together, so she knows, like, who I am. Ever since I've been 5, I've known that family. And she told me if I ever need to get out of a class, email her, whatever. And, yeah, she's got my back.
That's good. And are there any lessons that your work life has taught you?
Not really. I mean, I've gotten better at managing time and all that, and doing work, like schoolwork. But yeah, I guess that's it.
Do you feel like your job is your calling?
Like, is it my dream job?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Not yet.
Why?
Because cleaning tables and running food out is not my dream job.
What do you think your calling is?
I want to be a reporter in New York. I don't want to do the writing myself. I want to gather information and give it to someone and they can do the writing.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
That's cool.
In New York, where a lot of stuff happens.
That is cool.
Could be easy.
What is one of your favorite work stories? Like, funniest?
Oh, my gosh. I've been there for... It was, like, my first month. You know, I was cleaning off a table and there was, like, some weird, like, package thing. I don't know what it was. It was a ton of elderly people, so they left it behind. And I grab it. I'm like, I don't know what this is. So I set it up on the register, because that's where we put stuff that people might come back for. And we're all just chilling. So whenever we don't do anything, we all just stand up against that wall. And we open it, and I pull out a grandma diaper. It was granny panties. And I'm just holding it. I'm like, what is this? And they, like, unravel, and I feel like that was, like, whenever everyone realized, like, wow, this kid's awesome, we're keeping him here forever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is whack. Okay, and to end this, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
My parents' divorce, because, you know, like, I feel like it's a lot easier for younger kids, or maybe, like, kids who don't live with their parents to go through it, but, like, me, I, like... 15 years old, and my other siblings, like, we're all gonna remember it. And my dad, he was so dysfunctional, it took him forever to finally, like, get out of the house. Yeah. That's okay. We're good now.
Okay, you're all good?
Yeah.
All right. And that is the end of the interview. Thank you for letting me interview.
Thank you, Mariah, for interviewing me.
No problem. Cow.
Yeah. 9/11.
It's 9/14.